Test 64, Section 3, Question 26. And here we're looking for what will make the argument perfect, or it's properly drawn if what's assumed. So it's strength and plus. And what we get is, it says acquiring complete detailed information about all the pros and cons of a product one might purchase would clearly be difficult and expensive. So it's going to be hard to get all the detailed information. It is rational not to acquire such information unless one expects the benefits of doing so will outweigh the cost and difficulty of doing so. So basically it's saying it's rational to not do it unless you think that the benefits outweigh the costs. Therefore, consumers who do not bother to acquire such information are thereby behaving rationally. So consumers who don't bother are behaving rationally. Now here, obviously what we have is it's rational to do it if the costs don't outweigh the benefits. And then it says consumers who don't are being rational. And obviously the thing that would make this perfect is if consumers wouldn't, that the benefit to consumers doesn't outweigh the cost. And so we need something that's going to say the costs are going to outweigh the benefits for consumers, because that's kind of the jump that we kind of have. So then we go to the answers and look for that. Rational consumers who do not expect that the benefits outweigh the cost and difficulty about a product usually do not bother to acquire such information. Well, that's helpful, but it's saying that consumers generally, and A just limits it to rational consumers, so it's not quite strong enough to cover consumers as a whole. B, whenever it is rational not to acquire detailed information about a product, it would be irrational to bother to acquire. It's not about what's irrational. It's saying the people who don't bother are being rational, and that's consistent with the principle we already have. See, the benefits of acquiring detailed product information about a product one might purchase usually do not outweigh the costs and difficulty of doing so. So that's pretty good. We've got the word usually, but in the passage it just says it's rational not to unless one expects the benefit. So if they don't expect it. So I like the usually, but I wasn't 100% sure. So D, rational consumers usually expect that the benefits of acquiring detailed information about a product they purchase would not outweigh the cost. Now, this is similar to C, but it matches more what we had in the passage, which was the expectation and of those consumers. And the expectation is that it wouldn't make a difference. So I like that, but again, it does limit it to the rational consumers usually expected. So there are things I like about it, but there's also some problems. So let's see what E says. And then consumers who do not bother to acquire complete detailed information about a product they might purchase do not expect that the benefits of acquiring such information will outweigh the cost and difficulty of doing so. And here we get the perfect combination of what we wanted. The group size is better because it talks about consumers and doesn't limit it to just rational consumers, which is what A and D do. The second thing is it also talks about the fact that they're expecting and that they don't expect that it will outweigh. And so therefore that matches up with our principle better than C, which just talks about whether or not it would do it. And so E is our best answer because it makes it perfect by matching up with the passage and by extending it not just to the rational consumers, but to all consumers. And so E is our correct answer.